This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy by Nature. You know, I've noticed something, and maybe you have too, that when you go to the doctor and you're in a waiting room, that sometimes there's a representative from a pharmaceutical company there with some lunch order. Well, that's not at all uncommon. They bring lunch for the whole staff so that they can educate the doctor and the staff about whatever the drug du jour is. Well, here's a really interesting twist on that idea. You've heard Dr. Gus Kasanis on our show many times. He's a really terrific doctor, a great guest, and he has a clinic in Grapevine, Texas called the Kasanis Institute. They have this wonderful thing called Lunch and Learn, where Dr. Kasanis buys the lunch and invites his patients to come at no charge to learn something that will benefit their health. Coming up this week, it's October 24th at noon, that's a Wednesday, the Lunch and Learn topic is mental and neurological conditions in children and adults. They're going to talk about ADD, ADHD, autism spectrum disorders, and even dementia and Alzheimer's, because those are all things that can be helped with nutrition, regardless of what you've heard on the evening news, and they're going to talk about it. The lunch is free, and it's being held at the Kasanis Institute. That's 2260 Pool Road in Grapevine, Texas. But you do want to let them know, because the space is limited and they certainly want to make sure that they've got enough food ordered for everyone. You can send them an email, and you can do that by going first to RadioMarty.com, click the big blue button that says sponsors, and you'll see a picture of a very handsome guy down on the right. That's Dr. Kasanis. Click on that. It will take you to their site, or you, if you know how to spell Kasanis, you can Kotsanis, you can do KotsanisInstitute.com. And they also say you can call 817-591-0260. That's 817-591-0260. And just tell them that you would like to come. There's no charge. And that's, again, Wednesday, October 24th at noon. My newsletter, it really kind of bothers me when I go to send it out and I see that there's so many who signed up, but it's not being sent out to them because apparently they haven't confirmed. I'm going to see if there's some way to get rid of that step, but right now, to make sure that you get it, if you've signed up for it, you might have to do it again and watch for an email that you'll get promptly after that, asking you to confirm that you want it. They may ask you to put your name into my name and name of the newsletter. May ask you to put it into your addresses so that it's recognized and doesn't throw it into the junk mail folder. But in any case, people seem to like it, and if you wanted to get it and you aren't, please try again. Please stay tuned. Got a great show coming up.
Hi, I'm certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, author of a book about aloe vera. Drinking aloe vera helps so many health complaints because it improves digestion, assists in nutrient absorption, increases blood levels of protective antioxidants, and reduces cellular toxins. Unfortunately, not all aloe brands can do that. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, especially the polysaccharides. Those are long-chain molecules that most companies break down into simple sugars using the wrong processing. Simple sugars don't deliver the aloe benefits you expect. Independent university tests prove that Lily of the Desert brand contains the highest levels of those active solids. I recommend Lily of the Desert also because they're the only aloe brand to conduct gold standard clinical studies to support their claims. You can pay more but get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like them on Facebook.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No-Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. Since we're kind of still in food mode, I think it's very appropriate we talk about food today, and we're going to do so with somebody who really opened my eyes. I heard him give a presentation when I was in Houston. It just knocked my socks off. The information was so new to me. Some of it I had suspected, some of it just totally new about how our food is grown and the end products and what happens to the people that are involved in it. My guest is Barry Estabrook. His company is called Politics of the Plate. The website is politicsoftheplate.com. His book is Tomato Land. So at first you may think it's a little odd we're going to talk about tomatoes, but you will find out that it's a perfect topic. He joins us by phone from Heavenly Vermont. That's not the name of the town. It's just I think Vermont is heavenly. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Well, I really appreciate your making yourself available. The book is Tomato Land, and tomatoes are something that I talk about frequently because I grew up in Ohio, and our tomatoes were either out of the backyard or they were basically locally grown in a nice German farm down the hill from us. And when I got to Texas, I just thought there was something wrong with Texas because the tomatoes were tasteless and it was no comparison. It was a totally different animal. So I blamed it on the state of Texas. Now I know probably most of them didn't come from Texas. The only ones I get, I guess, that actually originate in Texas are the cherry tomatoes. And there are some others available now that I know to look what to look for, but most of them are just something totally different, and now I know why. Let's start with what is the tomato, as we go through all this, is this kind of a model of how a lot of our food comes about?
Exactly. That's I simply chose the tomato as really a lens to look at a whole lot of issues that are common throughout our modern agricultural system, our factory farming system. I mean, we all pay lip service to things like local and seasonal and sustainable, fair trade, and it, sometimes it almost sounds like they're chanted like a mantra or a cliche, and you can forget that they really do mean something. And when you strip all of those issues away, you end up with a wintertime tomato from Florida, which is what I focused on. And in fact, that's virtually most of the tomatoes we get, the fresh tomatoes this time of year through the winter, do come from Florida.
Yeah, it struck me that it was kind of a poster child for what we have to work on and inspire us to pay more attention to where our food comes from. Well, let's just start with the taste factor, because even people who are for some reason not that concerned about their health, what nutritional value the tomato might have. Why? What is this huge difference between a Midwestern seasonal tomato or our own garden tomatoes and the winter picture-perfect tomato that we get? Maybe you could start that by telling us how you became interested in tomatoes. I think that's kind of a link together.
Well, what got me interested in commercial tomatoes, it was several years ago. I was driving along a stretch of interstate highway in southern Florida, and I came up behind a truck. It was one of those open-top trucks, like a gravel truck thing. And it was mounted high with what I at first thought were green Granny Smith apples. And then I realized, of course, that apples don't grow in Florida. And as I drew closer, I saw that what this truck, this big truck, was loaded brimming over with green tomatoes. Perfectly shiny green tomatoes. There wasn't a hint of pink or red or even, you know, a blush there, just green tomatoes. And I was looking at these things and wondering what, when the truck entered a construction zone and hit a bump. And three or four of these green tomatoes flew off the top of the load. They darn near went through my windshield. So
that could have been fatal.
Well, it turns out it could have, because as I pulled over, I mean pulled back in my lane, they hit the pavement, they bounced like rubber balls, and then rolled over into the shoulder. They didn't split. They didn't squash. They just bounced, and it, I immediately thought of my own home garden, where I grow tomatoes every summer, and you know I pick them, and I consider myself lucky if they don't sort of split spontaneously on the way between the garden and the kitchen.
They're so bursting with flavor, they can hardly hold it in.
Juice and flavor, and they're so tender. And I thought, how do you get from something that you can barely get from your garden to your counter to something that can fall off a truck at 60 miles an hour and hit an interstate highway and not show any ill effects? And that's what started me into, you know, wondering how has modern agriculture taken this tender, beautiful thing and converted it into these hardballs.
At the seminar that you gave, you had a red tomato that did the same thing. You actually kind of threw it towards us, and we all ducked because we didn't want to get wet. We should have ducked so we wouldn't get hurt.
Exactly. You know, the old American tradition of throwing tomatoes at politicians has become entirely, it's more like stoning them now.
Well, it could be a felony if you're throwing them now. It's not just an annoyance.
So, but, I mean, the thing is, you know, the other issue, of course, is that they don't, as you mentioned, they're tasteless, and that's paying them a compliment. If you get a tasteless winter tomato, that's probably a good thing as opposed to an off-tasting one. And that came about because in commercial tomato breeding for the past 50 years, they've bred for one primary trait, and that's yield. A farmer in Florida told me, he said, I don't get paid a cent for flavor. I get paid by the pound. And he was being honest. And so what the commercial breeders have done is, you know, they have bred tomatoes that can stand up to the rigors of industrial production and give huge yields. That a tomato field today has yields about three times as much as it did 40 years ago. You know, it's tripled. And in the course of making these plants that kick out, these sort of plants on steroids, that kick out these tremendous quantities of fruit, taste has gone by the wayside. There was no premium for breeding for it, so they didn't bother. And that's what's happened. That's why the tomatoes that you remember from your youth are so different than the ones we get today in the wintertime.
Well, I think probably another thing that they're bred for is pest resistance, because that increases the yield. And in nutrition lectures, I've used the tomato as an example. I mean, even as uninitiated as I was, I said, but just, you know, think about, there's
nobody in the food chain that has any responsibility for nutrition. The genetic engineers want it to be square because it fits in the boxes better. It needs to, when ripened, turn the right color for McDonald's. It might need to be able to be dropped and not squish and things like that. So they would like to not have much in the way of pest attacks and that kind of thing, but as you say, nothing for our taste or our nutrition. We're coming up on a break here where we just have another minute to go. Tell us about the nutritional content. What does the studies show that are done by the government?
Well, yeah, it turns out that, you know, the problems with these perfect, beautiful tomatoes that you get in the wintertime are more than skin deep. I was shocked to find out, and this is studies conducted by the United States Department of Agriculture, that a modern tomato has like 30%, more than 30% less vitamin C per 100 grams than a tomato in the 1960s. And you can go right down the whole list of nutrients, all these things that are so important because we eat so much tomatoes. And every nutrient is lower in the modern tomato.
I'll go over that list because I think it's a good contrast. As soon as we get back from this break, we'll go into the list of how the tomatoes change. We'll be right back. I'm Marty Whittakin. This is Barry Estabrook.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We've been Real Food Grocery for almost 9 years. Now we're called HealthWorks Mart, but we're the same folks who take a personal interest in your health. We carry the most effective, top-quality products in each category, like the fine companies who sponsor the Healthy by Nature show. In fact, your host, Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist, advises us on what to carry. We have extremely competitive prices on the names you trust, like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Best Brain Magnesium by Doctors Best, Lily of the Desert, Jarrow Formulas, Oreganol, and many more. Shop online at healthworksmart.com or in person if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Check healthworksmart.com for directions or call 877-673-2536. healthworksmart.com or 877-673-2536.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekin.
Welcome back. Today I'm talking with Barry Estabrook. He's the author of a terrific book called Tomato Land, and there is a link to it in the archives for today's show on RadioMarty.com. And Barry, when we went to the break, we had determined that it isn't just the flavor and the appearance and all that that has changed. It's also the nutritional content, and that the U.S. Department of Agriculture says what. When, what are the exact numbers? Do you have that in front of you? I do. If you don't,
a modern tomato per 100 grams contains 30% less vitamin C than a tomato in the 1960s did. And that's really important because tomatoes are a major source of vitamin C in the American diet in their various forms. So the modern tomato, 30% less vitamin C. It has about 20% less niacin than a tomato in the 1960s did. And amazingly, it has 62% less calcium than a tomato in the 1960s.
And 30%, we skipped one, that thiamine, one of the B vitamins, 30% less of that. So,
right.
But 62% less calcium, that's pretty dramatic.
I mean, and you can go down the whole list of nutrients and vitamins that you're looking for in a modern tomato, and every one of them is lower with one exception.
And that is?
That is sodium. There's 14 times as much sodium in a modern tomato as there was in a tomato during the Kennedy administration.
That's a crazy fast change. I know even in the 60s when they did studies looking back a comparable amount of time, there had been that amount of, well, not quite that much, but a big degradation just because of monoagriculture, where the soils were getting depleted from growing the same crops over and over again, that the food was less nutritious than it had been.
Well, in Florida, where 90% of our winter tomatoes come from, you know, sometimes basically all of the winter fresh tomatoes we're talking about, they really aren't grown in soil. Soil's a misnomer. For most of the areas in Florida, it's sand. They're growing in sand, and I'm not talking about sandy soil or sandy loam. I'm talking about sand that's not much different from the stuff you wiggle your toes in on Daytona Beach, and it's certainly not much more nutritious. They basically have to put all the nutrients the plant is going to get in the form of artificial chemical fertilizers. They have to put that into the sand, and then they plant the tomatoes, and the tomatoes feed off that.
If I could interject here, one of the problems I have with that is the whole idea that they will only put in the nutrients that it takes to make the tomato meet their specifications. If you need selenium, for example, and the plant doesn't, well, tough luck.
Exactly. These chemicals are very, very expensive. And so, again, unless there's a financial return, they're not going to put them in, especially, you know, all these what are called micronutrients, which are the, you know, the nutrients that are present in healthy soil in small quantities.
Yeah, trace minerals,
trace
for example.
Minerals, exactly. That are very important to our health. They don't bother with them because they're not necessary. You can get a big fat tomato without them. It just won't have the nutritional profile it should have.
That's one of the issues to be careful of, either hydroponic tomatoes, where they grow them in a hothouse in a water solution that has the nutrients in it. You know, who decides what goes in there? But at least in a hydroponic indoor sort of agriculture, they don't have the same concerns with pests. Tell us about the flip side of this. So far we have a tasteless tomato that has a much less nutritional value than it should. And then what about the chemical side of things?
Well, the thing that struck me at first as a little counterintuitive when I got into researching the Florida tomato is that Florida is a horrible place to grow tomatoes. In fact, you would have to be a fool to try, from a botanical point of view and a horticultural point of view, you'd have to be a fool to grow a tomato in a place like Florida. The reason is Florida's notoriously humid. Tomatoes' wild ancestors are desert plants from the western coasts of South America. And tomatoes, to be healthy, really love a low humidity. That's why they're growing, you know, in places like Italy, or a renowned tomato growing area, these dry, rainless summers. Florida, it's humid year-round. And everything that would destroy a tomato plant thrives in humidity. All of the funguses, all the wilts, all the molds, all the blights, and many of the insects and other pests just thrive. So the Florida tomato industry has basically has to declare chemical warfare on nature in order to get a crop. If you just planted a tomato plant in Florida and went away, it would be dead within days. So they wage chemical warfare. The official state manual for tomato growers lists 110 different chemicals that can be sprayed on a tomato field during the course of a season. 110.
I'm guessing that there probably haven't been really good human studies on how wonderful these are for us individually, let alone in that kind of a chemical soup.
Well, of course, the EPA and the USDA assure us that it's okay, even at the same time as, again, the federal government has found residue traces in about 54% of the tomatoes in the produce sections in the grocery store.
Well, we're going to talk here shortly about the effect on workers of these chemicals, but we have to remember that the USDA is the same group that is jumping up and down about with joy over these increased yields, because this is a schizophrenic setup we have where we charge this same agency with goals that are sometimes diametrically opposed. On the one hand, let's get the yields up, let's do a lot of commerce, let's make the farmers do well, let's change the balance of trade, all those economic issues. And they're also, let's make Americans healthy by having a good food supply. So there's like, sometimes you can't serve both masters.
Well, and in Florida, it's even more worse than that, because the Florida government body that takes care of farming is called the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Affairs, which seems to me to be the definition of a conflict of interest, because you can't be on the side all the time of big agriculture and of the consumers, because often the two sides want something different. And that's the case of the modern tomato.
Well, anytime they say, oh, this chemical is very safe, I am very, very afraid, because they've been wrong so many times. They allow the chemical industry to do their own studies and without great supervision. It's tough. That's why it's consumer beware, consumer be educated, aware, and vote with your dollars about how you want things to be done. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to continue the discussion on chemicals and show how, in the quantities that the laborers are exposed to, what happens and why sustainable and all that list of wonderful attributes you talked about are really
important things we need to internalize and act on. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker. My guest today is Barry Esterbrook. He's the author of Tomato Land. We'll be right back after these words, so don't go anywhere. It's important stuff.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Probably not. Lutein and zeaxanthin help preserve our ability to focus and differentiate colors. Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. But not to worry. Vision Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function. These include ingredients such as New Zealand blackcurrant extract with powerful polyphenol antioxidants that reduce eye fatigue and promote eye comfort, and herbs such as grapeseed extract, dyebride, and ginkgo biloba to promote circulation and blood vessel integrity with the addition of alpha-lipoic acid to protect the lens of the eye. Ask for Vision Optimizer at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in eye health formulas.
Aren't you glad to know that you can support your health naturally without swallowing yet another pill? For over 5,000 years, people have appreciated aromatherapy for health and beauty. Aromatherapy is a system based on concentrated plant essences called essential oils. These essences are helpful for our physical health and even our emotional well-being. Whether you apply them to the skin or inhale them, the range of positive effects is intriguing indeed. Dory Aromatherapy uses only the purest organic or wild-crafted essential oils and never adds harmful chemicals. Visit DoryAromatherapy.com to discover wonderful products for health, skincare, body care in the home. In the DFW area, Mary Ellen Dory also offers individualized aromatherapy consultations, European and Ayurvedic reflexology treatments, and energy balancing services. Her office is located in North Dallas near the Galleria. Reach the Dory Aromatherapy website through the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com or go to DoryAromatherapy.com. That's D-O-R-E-Y Aromatherapy.com.
Pain pill sales have soared in the United States, fueling record addictions. This is a recent national headline confirming what we already knew, as we have witnessed celebrities, personal friends, and family members suffer through addiction to pain pills. Apparently, no one told them or their doctors that they can get pain relief naturally without drugs. A remarkable handheld device from Avazia relieves pain in just minutes and lasts up to 12 hours or longer. It relieves pain naturally by gently stimulating the body's natural resources for resolving pain, not just masking it. This technology is new, convenient, safe, effective, and cleared by the FDA for pain. Now you can own your own Avazia device that uses the same principles as Avazia devices used by doctors and other medical professionals.
For more information or to attend the next seminar, call 1-855-282-9942. That's 1-855-282-9942. Or online at Avazia.com. That's A-V-A-Z-Z-I-A.com. Device requires prescription. Designed, made, and distributed in Dallas, Texas.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittaker.
Welcome back to Healthy by Nature. My guest, Barry Esterbrook, wrote a terrific book, and he's a great writer. I mean, I have to say, I just love the way he phrases things. It's just a very readable book. It's not pedantic. It's not overly scientific. It's well documented, but it's a very pleasurable read. And we were talking about chemicals and the workers, but I during the break I was thinking, well, wait a minute, if there are all of these adverse conditions, first of all, we have sand instead of soil, we have too much humidity, we have too many pests, why did that become, I mean, did I miss something, why did Florida become the tomato source?
Well, there's a simple reason. It has nothing to do with botany or horticulture and everything to do with marketing. It is warm enough in the winter to get a successful crop of tomatoes in Florida. And a few other places, if any, in the country are warm enough at that time of year to do that. And Florida is also within a couple of days' drive for a laden produce truck of two-thirds of the population, the East Coast, the Midwest, Texas. So it's really to do with marketing more than anything else.
Well, and tell us, because we might not get back to it, the difference with canned tomatoes. Tomato juice still tastes sort of like tomatoes. What's the difference there? Those don't come from Florida?
No, those virtually all the canning tomatoes, all the processing tomatoes, all the tomatoes that end up as ketchup or salsa or pizza sauce, whatever, are grown nowadays in California. They used to be grown in the Midwest, in Ohio, and areas like that, but California has pretty much taken over that market in the last 20 years or so. So they come from California, and the key difference is that those tomatoes can be harvested by machine, and they can be allowed to stay on the vine until they get closer to being fully ripe. So that accounts for some of the differences in flavors. Although even in that case, when they were designing a tomato that could be harvested by machine, flavor wasn't a consideration. They needed toughness, and they needed a tomato that would separate readily from the vine without leaving that little stem thing.
Any indication that the nutritional profile is better?
I didn't go into that because
there's a sequel.
So I honestly didn't research canning tomatoes.
Well, there's the sequel. It's canned tomatoes land. So back to these so-called safe chemicals that are used to an alarming extent because of the size of the problem. What is the effect on workers?
Well, sadly, it's nothing short of horrific. I talked to probably four or five dozen tomato harvesters, tomato workers in Florida in the course of doing the research into tomato land, and every one of them, I would ask, have you ever been sprayed with a chemical? And they would look at me as if I had three heads. They'd sort of say, you know, of course.
What are you, stupid?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do you wear pants when you harvest? You know, that is just of course. And, you know, they go all the time, man. And, in fact, again, surveys, official surveys, show that 95% of farm workers report being sprayed. A third of them, one-third, report being sprayed daily on their bare skin, daily, every day on their bare skin.
It's probably not a good thing.
Well, like I said, it's pretty terrible. The most poignant example I came across was there were three women living in a labor camp in the city of Immokalee in southwestern Florida, and they all worked for the same tomato company. And they all became pregnant. They wanted to quit because they knew that the chemicals were making them sick. I mean, they'd often have nausea and headaches or burning lungs or open running skin rashes, and they weren't allowed to quit. Their boss said, no, if you quit, you know, I'm going to kick you out of your house. So they stayed, and all three of them gave birth to horrifically deformed children. One of them had neither arms nor legs. No
leg.
Oh,
my God.
In that case, a lawyer actually took the case on and proved pretty much that the baby was born the way it was because the mother toiled in what he described as a witch's brew of pesticides from the early stages of her pregnancy, when you know, the fetus is very susceptible to mutagens, right through to a few weeks before she delivered. And three of those three of the chemicals that she was exposed to are proven mutagens in animals. That means, you know, they cause deformities. So, you know, that was the clearest example of how bad this is for people that I encountered.
That's just unconscionable and awful. But surely that's the only problem these workers have, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, these workers, they are really at the bottom of the economic ladder in terms of the working population of the United States. There's maybe jobs that pay less, and there may be jobs that are where you're more likely to become injured. But I don't think there's a job anywhere in the country where the two come together in quite the same way they do in the tomato industry. You know, from a health perspective, they're doing stoop labor. They're bent over at a 90-degree angle all day long, filling these 35-pound buckets full of tomatoes and carrying the buckets on their shoulders, you know, often 100 yards or more across the fields and throwing them up onto these trucks. And they're doing that 100 times a day, which, as you can imagine, destroys your back. They have absolutely no health insurance, and they're very poor. So they don't go to the doctor, whether it's for a sprain or whether they're sick or for whatever reason. So again, their health is drastically impaired by their job, and sadly, in many cases, there's been cases of abject slavery come to light in Florida.
When we come back from this break, I want to talk about that, about the company store, the living conditions, and on a cheerier note, what people can do that will be helpful and what the progress has been. So please stay with us. My guest is Barry Estabrook, author of Tomato Land. We'll be right back after these words. I'm Marty Whittigan.
Life can get complicated. Now there's a way to help your brain figure it out. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctor's Best. Natural Brain Enhancers is a combination of two nutrients which occur naturally in the brain and complement each other to support virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, or glycerol phosphocholine, and PS, or phosphatidylserine, are vital phospholipids, known for their benefits and safety of use for many years, and have more than 30 double-blind trials. GPC has been shown to support brain attention, memory, and other higher brain functions, collectively called cognition. PS is best known for its support of memory, mood, and stress management. Natural Brain Enhancers is a potent combination of GPC and PS, formulated to help the working human brain attain optimal adaptability to manage life's challenges. The name says it all. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctor's Best. Because you deserve it.
Hi, I'm certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittigan, author of a book about aloe vera. Drinking aloe vera helps so many health complaints because it improves digestion, assists in nutrient absorption, increases blood levels of protective antioxidants, and reduces cellular toxins. Unfortunately, not all aloe brands can do that. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, especially the polysaccharides. Those are long-chain molecules that most companies break down into simple sugars using the wrong processing. Simple sugars don't deliver the aloe benefits you expect. Independent university tests prove that Lily of the Desert brand contains the highest levels of those active solids. I recommend Lily of the Desert also because they're the only aloe brand to conduct gold standard clinical studies to support their claims. You can pay more but get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist and author, I'm often asked for advice about supplements, but folks seem to think that their only choice for balancing hormones is a drug or just suffering. There is a better choice. The body makes many important hormones from DHEA. By supplementing it, the body can decide how much of which hormones to boost. Starting at age 35, men and women lose DHEA. DHEA pills are degraded by the liver, so a cream is much more effective. The best I've found is Twist 25 in a convenient pump. Apply it to your skin morning and night, and you may notice better sleep, more energy, a leaner feel, and younger looking skin. Use Twist 25 cream and regain the younger you. Give the coupon code HEALTHY and save 10% even with quantity discounts. Call now for free shipping. 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. Barry Esterbrook wrote Tomato Land. We've been looking at the conditions of the workers. And Barry, describe, before we get into the actual slavery part, and we're not talking about virtual slavery, we're talking about actual slavery, which we thought was abolished a long, long time ago. But before we get to that, tell us about the conditions of the rest of the life, besides what's in backbreaking, chemical contaminated fields. What happens after work?
Well, in southwestern Florida, which is a large tomato growing area, most of the workers are concentrated in a small sized city called Immokalee. And what they are employed by crew bosses who subcontract the work from the actual owners of the farms. And these crew bosses usually drive retired school buses. And the school buses come up to a large parking area in the center of town to pick up the workers each morning. Most of these workers have no cars, no vehicles, so they have to live within walking distance of where these school buses come. And what that has resulted in is this horrific slum of mostly dilapidated trailers that rent for astronomical sums, because the workers have no choice. They have to be able to walk to this area, so these slumlords take advantage of them. I visited a pretty typical trailer. It was one single wide 1950s vintage trailer. The peeling off the outside paneling was peeling off. It was home to 10 men. 10. It was a two-bedroom trailer home to 10 men. The bedrooms each had three mattresses on the floor, three single bed mattresses lined up on the floor. There was no floor space between them. And two mattresses hung from sheets of plywood that were hung by on chains from the ceiling. So that's how they slept. There was one really tiny bathroom. It was disgusting, with a sort of drippy little metal shower stall in it. You know, you picture 10 sweaty men coming back covered in pesticides from 10 or 12 hours in the fields. The kitchen was unusable. You couldn't really cook a meal there, which meant if they have to go out and buy food, again, more expensive. There's no air conditioning and no heat in an area that, you know, is subject to freezes in the wintertime. And for that, they paid $2,000 a month.
As a group or each?
Pardon? As a group.
Uh-huh.
$2,000 a month for this.
That's crazy. And this is Florida. We're not talking about Somalia or some distant land. This is a part of the U.S.
I've had many people who are familiar with the third world tell me that Florida reminds them of this part of Florida reminds them of the ghettos in South Africa, Haiti. Only this is worse. The living conditions are worse. The housing is worse here.
Well, and it's more toxic. I mean, just think about how toxic the inside of that mobile homes can be toxic just because of what's in there, but an old one's probably off gas, and now they're bringing in all these new chemicals that are on their skin or in the air, so they're kind of baking in it around the clock. Well, that's pretty disgusting, but before we run out of time, please do tell us two things. What's this about the slavery? What progress has been made? And then what can the consumer do? And I will just turn you loose to run with it.
Okay. Well, in fact, you know, some people have it much worse than those people in the trailer. There have been 7 major cases of slavery brought to justice in Florida in the last 10 or 15 years, freeing 1,200 people. And we're not talking, as you said, about slavery-like or human trafficking or any euphemism. We're talking about people being bought and sold, people being locked in chains at night, people being beaten regularly for not working hard enough, and, of course, not getting paid. This happens regularly in Florida.
In chains, pistol whipped, even.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to ones that are bad? They turn up in a pond somewhere.
Well, there was a time when there was a lot of migrant workers' bodies showing up in a river in that district, murdered.
Progress?
Progress is, you know, this is the bottom of the barrel, but the good news here is that from these dire conditions, a movement has taken hold, and there's now a mechanism in place. A group called the Coalition of Immokalee Workers has put a mechanism in place that will bring the workers more money, help prevent slavery and pesticide poisoning and many, many other abuses in the fields. They've gotten all the major fast food companies to cooperate.
What can people do with their pocketbooks that would be helpful?
Well, you're exactly right. You know, we do have pocketbooks, and that's how we can fight back. As I said, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers has got this new program in place, which brings extra money to the workers, gives them a livable wage, and guarantees certain basic rights that we would all expect. Fast food chains have agreed to this program. The growers have agreed to it. But grocery store industry, with the exception of Whole Foods, has refused to go along. So one thing you can do is tell the produce manager at your favorite supermarket that you're not happy with the state of Florida tomatoes and that you wish that his company would take part in this fair food campaign that the Coalition of Immokalee Workers has convinced other companies to take part in. And you're right, it's the pocketbook.
It's organic tomatoes and being willing to pay a little bit more for it so that you aren't supporting the slave industry.
Well, exactly. I mean, the very best thing you can do is eat the very best tomatoes. Those are the ones that are growing close to your home, or better, grown by you, and in season. And I tend to forego them in the off season.
The book again is Tomato Land by Barry Estabrook. Look for a link to the book on both this week's newsletter and with the archives for the program. Please stay with us after this short break. Andy Hopkins is going to be talking to Ioana. That should be good. And with the archives for the program. Please stay with us after this short break. Andy Hopkins is going to be talking to Ioana. That should be good.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We've been Real Food Grocery for almost 9 years. Now we're called HealthWorks Mart, but we're the same folks who take a personal interest in your health. We carry the most effective, top-quality products in each category, like the fine companies who sponsor the Healthy by Nature show. In fact, your host, Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist, advises us on what to carry. We have extremely competitive prices on the names you trust, like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Best Brain Magnesium by Doctors Best, Lily of the Desert, Jarrow Formulas, Oreganol, and many more. Shop online at healthworksmart.com or in person if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Check healthworksmart.com for directions or call 877-673-2536. healthworksmart.com or 877-673-2536.
energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back to the Healthy by Nature show. I'm Andy Hopkins, and let's call this segment for the time being Andy's last word, but I am open to suggestions about what we can call this. And today I'm excited to talk to Ioana, Ioana Skincare. She is in town today and going to be able to see some people around Texas today, aren't we, Ioana?
Yeah, hi, Andy. If some of you haven't heard me before on the radio, yes, I'm Ioana, and with Ioana Skincare, which is a natural, hypoallergenic, organic line of skincare products. And I'm out here from California to demonstrate these products, including my amazing non-surgical lip mask that takes 6 to 10 years off the skin in one application. Because, you know, Andy, everybody wants to go out there and get a facelift, and that's the worst thing they can do. You never get corrective surgery. You never cut meridians in the skin. It's not healthy. So I've developed a great alternative. It's my facelift mask, which is a protein powder that has egg white, ginseng, comfrey, papaya, collagen, and you mix it with my pure organic aloe gel liquid, and you apply it with a special facial brush. Well, what's cool about it is that the aloe, because you mix it with the aloe, aloe is a conductor. It's one of the only known ingredients in the world that will penetrate past the first layer of the skin and take other ingredients in with it. So it takes the collagen down to the broken down fibers that have started to make the skin sag and restores the skin's elasticity back into place, bringing great results. I mean, it takes 6 to 10 years off the skin, lifting the sagging eye, jaw areas, the chicken necks, like all the women call it out there in Texas. And it does it in one application, it's not temporary, and it's an accumulative process. So after I put this mask on half the face, which I'll be demonstrating in your stores and others, I apply my incredible vitamin E oil.
And I think you've told me that, that people can get that particular product free somehow.
Right. When you come to the demonstrations, that's my everybody's favorite oil. It's very light, non-greasy, and if you buy the mask product, which comes to a little over $39, you'll get the vitamin E oil free. And then after, I'll be demonstrating my pure and natural all-mineral makeup, because I am a makeup artist. You want to use healthy makeup. So you don't want to miss this. You want to come out to Andy's store today, right? Andy, I'll be at your store in Plano at 12 o'clock today, demonstrating this on half the face. And then after that, today I'll be at Natural Grocers in Dallas at 2:30. Tomorrow I'll be at Central Market in Southlake at 1 p.m. and Abundant Life in Louisville Monday night at 6:30 p.m. And if you want, I'm going to be in other places. You can log on to my website to find out at Y-O-A-N-N-A, YoannaSkincare.com, or call 800-366-4617. And I'll see you at Andy's today.
I'm really excited about this. Folks, come see me and Ioana today at in Plano at the southeast corner of Parker and Independence. The building says HealthWorks on it, 3221 Independence Parkway. It's behind Radio Shack, southwest corner, Parker and Independence. Come see us next week on Healthy by Nature, too.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Fruit of the Spirit is a highly concentrated, antioxidant-rich whole fruit puree. This great-tasting liquid supplies your body with energizing and healing nutrients equal to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in just 1 ounce. Listen to how Fruit of the Spirit helped this user.
I have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. Most of the time when I wake up in the morning, I'm real sluggish, hard to get up, kind of ache, and I noticed after taking that about 5 or 6 days, I could just get up with a lot more ease. I could focus more. I found that my fibromyalgia pain and muscle aches were less. My energy level was higher. I love the taste of it. The thing that I liked about it most was the fact that it was not a drug. It was a natural thing that helped without having to take medication, and I would recommend it to anybody.
If you suffer from chronic stress or pain, persistent fatigue, you should be taking Fruit of the Spirit every day. See for yourself how Fruit of the Spirit can help you. Call 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.